USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are beating expectations with the number of jobs they added in September. Payroll processing firm ADP says 208,000 jobs were added last month. Gains in trade, transportation, and utilities helped offset losses in sectors like manufacturing. The latest jobs report from the federal government comes out Friday. President Biden travels to Fort Myers, Florida, one of the many communities hit hard by Hurricane Ian last week. The president meeting with state and local officials about the damage done by the storm, touting the federal search and rescue efforts following the storm.
The search and rescue teams have knocked on nearly 70,000 doors and rescued over 3,800 people.
Mortgage applications are on the decline as rates remain high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they fell by just over 14% last week due to stubbornly high rates and Hurricane Ian hitting Florida and other states. OPEC Plus nations have announced a production cut of 2 million barrels of oil per day. On Fox News, John Kirby with the National Security Council says the United States shouldn't be dependent on OPEC for energy. He discusses the Biden administration's objectives for energy independence.
The president has issued more leases now, thousands more leases for drilling here in the continental United States that oil-producing companies haven't taken advantage of fully. And it's also why the president is working so hard on clean energy solutions, because that's really the future.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll says 40% of Americans approve of the job President Biden is doing. Biden's approval ratings had previously dipped into the mid-30s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Georgia Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker is accused of paying for a girlfriend's abortion in 2009, despite being an outspoken critic about his pro-life beliefs. Appearing on Fox News, Walker pushes back on these claims.
It's sort of like everyone is anonymous, or everyone is leaking, and they want you to confess to something you have no clue about, but it just shows how desperate they are right now. They see me as a big threat. And I know that, and I knew it when I got into this race, but they don't realize that. I think they came for the wrong one.
The president is taking some heat after holding a cabinet meeting on Tuesday.
Critics of President Joe Biden slammed him on Tuesday for his response to reporters shouting questions at him while being escorted out of a White House abortion task force meeting. Here's the exchange.
We're now going to move to the closed press portion of our task force meeting, so thank you very much.
Among the only person in the world that does this.
Critics said Biden attacks the free press despite refusing to answer their questions or hold frequent press conferences. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Wall Street not appreciating hump day. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 42 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.